All right, before we leave the world of politics for the day, although I don't know, can we ever? There's so much
really
going
leave.
On here. It is the greatest game in town right now. And, you know, Mark McKinnon knows this. Mark McKinnon used to be in the with George W. Bush. He was a chief media strategist in the Bush administration for a period of time. And, Mark, it's a pleasure talking to you. You are now the executive producer of this show on Showtime called The Circus.
I am indeed. The Circus is it's a real-time documentary. So instead of waiting 6 months or a year after the election and looking back on the election, we roll this up as it's happening.
It is amazing. It is. I've seen this. I think that and you know, Showtime has got such great stuff on it.
They really do.
And
Homeland.
Yeah, I mean, they got the guy from HBO that built HBO, then went over to Showtime and now FX and all the rest of it, and they're doing
something right for sure.
Yeah, no question about it. And so I got to ask you this, Mark. I mean, now you must have approached Showtime about this before you knew what you had in your hands.
Well, I've thought for years, actually. I first had this idea in 2002, and I just thought, I've been around campaigns for most of my life, working on campaigns, and I've thought for a long time that presidential campaigns are just fascinating ecosystems of characters and drama and humor and sorrow and heartbreak. And I thought if there were a way to pull back the curtain and let voters see some of that, then not only would it be interesting and entertaining, but they'd actually feel better about politics and democracy when they see what these candidates and their families and their staffs have to go through and what democracy demands of them in order to achieve the highest office
in
the land.
I think, and that's especially true here when you're dealing in Iowa. I mean, that was sort of the story that we told when we were in Iowa last week,
mm-hmm.
is that it is that it's retail at to the nth degree in Iowa, where you really do have to press the flesh.
True.
With those tens of thousands of people who are making the decision,
mm-hmm.
that starts a momentum building. Same kind of thing happens in New Hampshire and in South Carolina, because you know these are small like incubator states. But I got to go back to this, Mark. Did you think that you were going to get the gold of Donald Trump in all of this? Did you think
that
Bernie Sanders?
We're so lucky with our timing, and you know, just every day we turn around and look at ourselves, and you know, we sort of go, wow, somebody should be making a TV show about it.
Wait a minute.
That is amazing.
I mean, the other thing about it, too, is just what you realize when we were up close in Iowa, just that little glimpse we got, is just what a pressure cooker situation every day is. And one misstep on the campaign trail, how much of an impact.
Well,
and we've seen that with Rubio now.
I call it a human microwave. And you're right, Rubio, what an amazing example of a guy who, you know, had the hot hand, was rising as fast
momentum.
As anybody I've seen rise in politics and the presidential campaign. And boom, you know, Chris Christie pulled the ring on his suicide vest. And
well, that's exactly what he did. I mean, it was Gladiator, right? He went into the ring, and they both mortally wounded each other.
Suicide bomber, right?
Yeah, I mean, he gave himself up
with the shrapnel, but it blew him back to New Jersey.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And now you got. And then what's interesting too is, I think one of the more interesting characters and interesting campaigns in this has been Dr. Ben Carson's, because the people who are behind Dr. Ben Carson were ideologues, pure ideologues, and media types, right? Armstrong Williams and
yeah. mm-hmm.
some of the other folks that, you know, are, you know, sort of the talk radio world.
Right.
And it was, you know, they thought, well, you know, it seems like talk radio is ruling the day in the Republican Party in some respects, you know, certainly a tastemaker, right? And an idea chamber and all an echo chamber and all that. And so they thought, well, you know, Carson's the perfect guy for this. He's a neurosurgeon. He's very well accomplished. He's African American. He's got a great backstory.
Definitely.
Look at how this can work. And then, and I'll tell you, you want to know why he got 2% last night? Because he couldn't find the stage Saturday night.
That image, right?
The perfect metaphor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he might have been at 10 or 8,
mm-hmm.
you know, were it not for that.
It's probably true.
Yeah, and that's why this is so much fun to produce and put on television, because, you know, you couldn't write fiction any better than this.
No.
And if you did, people wouldn't believe it.
Well, especially the Trump thing, man. I mean, the stuff he says, And you were like, no guy would ever say that. I thought last night he was going to say he was going to buy something in New Hampshire too. He got that close, right? He goes,
I love New Hampshire.
Yeah,
I
think I'll buy something. You know, every state he has to buy something in it.
Yeah, get a little beachfront property down here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Yeah. Well, that
makes sense. Yes, actually,
I would do that.
I would too.
I like Pawleys Island myself, but I'm a separate guy for that.
Oh, that's tough.
Let me ask you this though, is it tough? I know this is a little inside baseball, but I'm fascinated by this because, you know, you're able to follow along, but you're also able to get some of the news footage too, right?
Yeah, sure. Part of what we're doing is that we have what we call a show within the show. Two of my partners, John Heilemann and Mark Halpern, who wrote the book Game Change,
right,
which also became the great movie that HBO made, are working journalists. They work for Bloomberg, and they have to put a show on television every day about the election too. So we sort of incorporate that into our show so you see what the working journalists are doing and incorporate the news part as kind of a device that helps us push the story forward.
And, you know, it's so interesting, too, mm-hmm. and this is why the beauty of this show is that you get to watch that ecosystem, to borrow your phrase, how that works between the journalists, mm-hmm. the flacks for the campaigns,
mm-hmm.
the moneyed interests that you know, it's almost like a Grateful Dead tour. You know, the bus pulls into town, right? And you got the big money donors, you've got the lobbyists,
uh-huh.
you've got the, literally every K Street firm has a guy on the ground watching the action, trying to figure out and reporting back every day where this thing is moving so that the lobbying efforts can get molded toward that. And now you throw into that the super PAC folks who are now just lobbyists on steroids, essentially, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and without any oversight. You know, they got nobody telling them what to do. And,
right.
And they, you know, so they're running wild.
They're like the Trump campaign. So it's
unscripted.
It's great. And then you see the people like popping up on stage. Boy, the Trump stage last night was really something. It looked like a movie set. Right?
Yeah, it did.
And
his beautiful wife there and his beautiful daughter kind of flanking him on either side.
Yeah, that was fascinating. And mm-hmm. I know you got to run, Mark, but congratulations on the show. We'll talk to you again about it. And you run all the way through November now?
Well, that's the plan. We initially said, let's do it up through the convention. They said, God, no, we love this idea. Let's just keep it rolling. And if we live that long and survive this, then that's the plan.
And the beautiful thing about Showtime, too, is you can get it on the on-demand. You get it on the app and all that,
right,
too.
And
get caught up on it as you're watching, and then you catch up into real time. And the bummer of this is you got to wait the next week for it, which is what really sucks. But
well, maybe someday we'll go daily.
Yeah, maybe you have to.
Talk about deadlines.
Mark, congratulations. It's a great, great show. Thank you for
having me on.
All right. Mark McKinnon, formerly with the Bush administration, but now Showtime's The Circus, inside mm-hmm. the greatest political show on earth. And to me, that's what this whole thing has been about. I mean, it's really the show business aspect of this has been remarkably fascinating, because I can't believe it. It used to be very, and I
well,
like
always
wonky.
Has been a little bit of a circus, hasn't it? I mean, the image is so important to any candidate, and everything they say and everything they do.
Yes, but it used to be about something too.
About issues.
There were issues that were being debated, and were the same issues over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But there was, you know, it's in the Republicans, it was gun control and abortion and litmus tests for Supreme Court. And, you know, it was predictable. Now, all of that is blown up by Trump. You know, he's changed the paradigm completely. And what you have now is it's all about pugilism and wisecracks and insults and barbs and pushing and all of that. And it's and now you see it the way it's the TV show Veep,
mm-hmm.
I think, is one of the best on TV on HBO. Right. It is a great send up of the egos and characters of politics. And mm-hmm. this thing is real. And it's it's funnier in some respects than Veep, if you can imagine.
I need to watch it. It sounds really good. And the fact that they turn it around so quickly, that they're following the cycle as it happens.
You know, it's funny because I do watch it on, I think it's Saturday nights it first airs.
Yeah,
I think it's a Saturday night show.
Sunday, yeah.
So go check it out, The Circus, inside the greatest political show on earth on Showtime. Oh, my God. And yes, and Bernie Sanders. Here's Bernie Sanders on The View. Hello, ladies.
You look very comfortable there.
Right. Let me tell you something. I just met with Al Sharpton.
Uh-huh. You did. Let him.
You know.
To be a fly on the wall in some of those conversations.
We had a nice cup of tea. We had a nosh.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Al, look at you. You should eat. You're wasting,
he does look a little skinny.
You're wasting away to nothing, Al.